Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, pairing beer and music since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Listen critically, enjoy responsibly.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and later in the show, we're going to learn about what it's going to take to preserve the live music ecosystem past this pandemic. But first, it's time for another round of buried treasures, Jim.
Greg, we love this show. We collect dozens of bands that we're interested in flying under the mainstream radar between each episode of Buried Treasures, and we love to share them with our listeners. I am going to lead us off with a Brooklyn-based soul diva named Betty Smith. She has an album coming out at the end of this month, The Good, The Bad, and The Betty. It is produced by Matt Patton of the Drive-By Truckers. It's got guests such as Luther Dickinson of North Mississippi All-Stars and the Truckers' Patterson Hood. But the star of this show, make no mistake, is Betty Smith. She grew up in Bed-Stuy, listening to gospel music and loving the earthly soul that was sung on street corners as well. She has got a voice that shows her age, her wisdom, the life she has lived, which is absolutely just a powerhouse instrument. That's a cliche when you're talking about soul divas, but man, you listen to this and it will blow you away. I'm a Sinner is one of the songs coming out on this album. We all are, but when Betty sings it, you better believe it's true and that there's redemption right around the corner. This is Betty Smith, I'm a Sinner, my first buried treasure. I'm a Sinner from Betty Smith. Where has this woman been all my life, Greg?
I tell you, I love this record, too. It was on my list of relatively unsung artists. And Betty Smith is a great example, Jim, of the type of artist I'm going to talk about today, because I want to focus on, when we talk about buried treasures, people often assume it's just an act that is brand new and that nobody has heard of. What I'm going to focus on today in my buried treasures picks is acts that have been around for a number of years, in some cases decades, without any widespread recognition or a lack of knowledge about what they may be doing currently. Like they had some past successes, but now people have sort of forgotten about them, but they're still doing great work.
It's like that are they still alive?
Exactly. And, you know, the first group I'm going to focus on is a band out of Norway, Cocktail Slippers. I just love that name, Cocktail Slippers. I want some cocktail slippers, you know? They are five women from Oslo, Norway. The names of the band members alone deserve recognition. We've got Rocket Queen on guitar. We've got Belladonna on drums, you know? We've got Sugar Cane on bass. I mean, how can you go wrong with band members with names like that? Founded in 2001, they released a series of albums initially, and I remember seeing them at South by Southwest circa 2010. I thought, they're pretty cool. But in the last 6-7 years, they haven't really done much at all. And I thought they'd sort of dropped off the face of the earth. And lo and behold, this year they have resurfaced with a couple of singles, and I'm going to play one of them. What I love about this group, they're unabashed fans of American rock music, and especially rock music as made by women through the decades. I mean, they've got those girl group harmonies, but with a little snarl attached to it. They've got those punk pop melodies in the mold of a Blondie or a Go-Go's. And some of the guitar crunch, you know, I'm thinking of somebody like Joan Jett. So they obviously know their history, and they're bringing it forward in a way that speaks to today. Here's Cocktail Slippers with a track called "Like a Song Stuck in My Head" on Sound Opinions. Song Stuck in My Head, Cocktail Slippers. That song does a trick for me. I am humming that song several times a day. It just pops into my head. I can't get it out of there. And it's
I got sucked into their whole streaming playlist, everything they've done. What you said, Go-Go's, and they do have that sort of effervescent pop. But the Go-Go's before they had the multi-million selling debut album when they were still punk rock.
Right, yeah.
My next buried treasure pick started with an email from somebody who writes me and says, you know, you were talking about the Velvet Underground and Nico. You got to listen to this. And, you know, instantly my skepticism alarm is like, yeah, right. You know, it's like, you like the Beatles? Maybe you'd like this band, right? And that promise was right. There is an element of the Velvet Underground when Nico was singing with them, both melodic, pop, mysterious, sultry, foreign, coming from an alien world, but also you know, dark and sinister at the same time. I had one track called Angel. It's by a band called O'Hara. Greg, there is three sentences on all of the internet about this band. That's it.
Really?
I've gleaned the following facts. This is a husband and wife duo, Lawrence and Denma O'Hara. They met via the incredible surrealistic film director, Alexander Jodorowsky. I don't know how. And they have an EP coming. I've since heard another track, and that's fantastic, too. They are jointly based in London and Los Angeles, and that is everything I know. But when a song is as good as Angel, you don't got to know anymore. This is a great tune by a band called O'Hara on Sound Opinions.
Angel, smile or cry with you. Angel, live or die with you. Angel, fall or fly with you. Angel, kiss the sky with you. Angel, fly high with you. Angel, touch and lie with you. Angel, tongue the sky with you. Angel, deep like a mile with you. Angel, up and sigh with you. Angel, heal and try with you. Angel, natural high with you. Angel, feel the blue with you. Angel, sing the blues with you. Angel, kiss the planet with you. Angel, don't look back 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 with you. Angel, don't look back. Angel, don't look back with you. Don't look back.
Angel, smile, cry with you, live, die. With you, fall, fly. With you, kiss the sky. With you, fly. I with you, touch and lie with you. On the sky with you, deep like a mile with you. And sigh with you, heal and try with you. Natural eye with you, feel the blue with you. Sing the blues with you, kiss the planet with you. Don't look back, don't look back, don't look back.
Angel by O'Hara. I cannot wait for that EP. It's apparently dropping soon.
You know, without knowing the backstory that you just told about the Velvet's connection, when I was listening to this track, because he told me, here's something I'm going to highlight, I wanted to prepare for it. And I wrote down in my notes literally these words: female singer like Nico rises from the dead. You know, in the middle of the song, you just hear this voice and you go, where have I heard that voice before? It was kind of cool just to have that moment in that song. We had Ian MacKay on the show talking about Fugazi, his great band, in relation to a classic album dissection that we were doing. And Ian never mentioned once in the course of an hour plus conversation, very nice man, never once mentioned that, oh, by the way, I've got a new album out, boys. You know, I mean, this is a typical, you know, rock musician shtick. You know,
self-promotion is not part of his vocabulary.
Yeah. So a few weeks after Ian's on the show, lo and behold, a new Ian MacKay record shows up. Kariki is the name of the band. It is a collaboration with his longtime partner, drummer Amy Farina, and Fugazi bassist Joe Lally is also on this record. So it's a trio. And I got around to listening to it a few months ago, you know, amid all this Corona stuff. We didn't have a chance to really review the record on the show, but I want to give it some shine right now because this is by no means a man cashing in on his past. I mean, I don't think he knows the meaning of the word cashing in anyway.
No.
But at the same time, it is very much a sense of a man continuing to push the boundaries of what he can do in the bass, drums, guitar, voice format. And once again, making amazing music out of it. The entire album is really good. But as soon as I put it on, the very first track just absolutely floored me. And I'm going to play it now. It's called Clean Kill. And I listened to it a few times and I realized he's talking about drone strikes.
Yeah.
You know, this whole notion of this kind of heartless way in which we can just wipe people off the face of the earth.
From half a world away.
From half a world away. And there's sort of this clinical aspect to it where you're putting people away and you're describing it as a clean kill because there was very little extra damage created. You got the target and you wiped out a few people and you know, the job is done. So it's a disturbing song to listen to and at the same time really catchy. Kariki with a song called Clean Kill on Sound Opinions.
She reached out a cup when the next she showed up.
That is Clean Kill from Kariki's debut album, self-titled. Kariki, from what I can tell, C-O-R-I-K-Y, it doesn't mean anything, but it kind of rolls off the tongue a little bit.
Okay.
A new effort from Ian MacKay and company, Joe Lally on bass and Amy Farina on drums.
Well, we share our Buried Treasures picks with each other, just the song, no information, in advance so that we can weigh in and I can tell you when you got one wrong, which I will later. You know, but I didn't look it up, and I just thought, wow, this is brilliant post-new wave pop, cool chorus. You know, I had the era right, you know, 80s. Mm-hmm. I did not know about the Fugazi connection. What grabbed me was, I now know the drummer's name, Amy Farina, that sort of clicky-clack rhythm. I think she's playing on the rims of the drums, which kind of evokes for me the counting of the digital clock as this drone zeroes in to destroy a small village controlled by a soldier with a joystick in an air-conditioned office half a world away. It's a great song, and Ian MacKay still got it.
He still does.
You know, as our listeners know, you and I don't know everything, Greg. We never claim to, and we love hearing from colleagues to find out what they're listening to, buried treasures they're excited about. We are going to turn to one of my favorite critics in America today, Amanda Petrosich of The New Yorker.
Hey guys, this is Amanda Petrusich from The New Yorker. I'm cheating just a little bit with my pick for Buried Treasure. It's an old recording, but Mississippi Records just reissued a new compilation of this artist's work, so I think it still fits the criteria. The song is Brother Theotis Taylor's If I Could Just Hold Out Till Tomorrow. He's a gospel singer from Georgia who turned 92 this year, and his voice has a little Sam Cooke in it, maybe a little bit of the Reverend Al Green, but mostly it's just so suffused with hope and joy, and it has been an enormous help for me in terms of getting through this very tough year. I really hope you guys dig it.
That is a Buried Treasure pick from Amanda Petrusich, Brother Theotis Taylor, a reissue out now via Mississippi Records, If I Could Just Hold Out Till Tomorrow. Great pick, great writer. Thank you, Amanda.
You could always count on Amanda to come up with something great.
If you've got an album that we need to hear, a real buried treasure, please tell us on Facebook or Twitter. After a break, Greg and I will dig up some more buried treasure picks. That is all coming up on Sound Opinions from Chicago and distributed by PRX.